Hey guys, it's Madison from On the Block. This week's special guests are two of the biggest Big Brother fans I know. Pat and Emily join me to talk all about this season and this week's crazy drama. You don't want to miss it.
This is On the Block, a podcast about Big Brother.
So we mentioned at the end of last week's episode that the new HOH is Derek X, but here is what happened during the comp. Derek F was the first one to drop. Claire knows she's safe until jury, so she drops, and I would too. That comp looks so hard.
Incredibly hard.
It's like definitely one of the hardest comps of the summer. Sarah Beth dropping off is honestly stupid to me. She's like so confident that she's safe after talking so much crap last week.
Yeah, she's talking a lot of big game and she feels like she's like a big player at this point.
Yeah, but also like everyone has her back and like that's not true. I don't know. It just seemed weird to me. I feel bad for Azza because her outfit was so cute and she just totally ruined it. That's yeah. Like the one person I felt the most bad for.
The sympathy points right there. Ugh,
I mean, I would wear that. It was so cute. I want to know where she got it. Alyssa tried to make a deal with Derek X so he would drop. And like, I love that he's not having it. She knows, I think, in the back of her mind that she has to win in order to keep her and Christian safe. So she is like desperate to make this deal. She's also like going to fall, so like she feels really desperate, but Derek X not taking the deal is like I'm living for it.
Yeah, it's making, well, this is what we've been waiting for such a long time.
Yeah, it's true. I really get
the house basically mixing it up again.
Yeah,
adding some drama.
Yeah, it's true. We wanted it to be a little bit more spicy and here we are. Her crying in the diary room is a little much for me. Like, I understand you want to win comps, but, like, you're also in a house with people who, like, also haven't won comps. So, like, you're doing just fine. Like, you still have a lot of weeks left to go. So, like, why are you crying that you lost?
You're still there, basically.
Yeah,
so,
like, I don't know. It just
seemed you put
like
a good effort during it.
Yeah, you're proving yourself. It just seemed like a lot to, like, cry over it. So Derek X and Xavier left, and Xavier wanted to throw it anyways, but he wanted to wait until the right moment so he could try to cut a deal, even though I think he was safe anyways. Yeah, I think it was very obvious who Derek X was going after.
Absolutely.
So he's smart, and he rightfully so wants Christian out, but he knows that he can't put him on the block.
Yeah.
He has to backdoor him.
Yep.
So he asks around who wants to be pawns. Of course, nobody wants to be a pawn. SB's like laughing at the idea of going up as a pawn, but then like LOL gets put up and like nearly goes home. So, yeah, I just think that's funny. But he puts up SB and Brittany. Of course, she's upset. She's on the block. She's handling it better this time than in times past, but
she's still broke down and
cried. She's still upset she's on the block. I get it. I mean, she's been on the block 3 times when there are people who have not been on the block at all. And I do think that that, like, really fueled her fire to, like, win this veto.
Yeah.
And she goes ham. All out.
She went ham.
Yeah.
I was terrified watching her.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So, I don't know. I mean, the Kings are pissed. They're shocked. SB's on the block. They have no idea what's about to happen to them. So this to them is like worst case scenario. And Derek X is playing them like a freaking fiddle, convincing them that Brittany's the target. He wants her to go home. They're buying it. It's so funny. And then the veto happens and Alyssa gets picked to play the veto. So there is a chance that SB could come off. Now, I think it would have been incredible television to watch Alyssa unknowingly pull SB off the block.
That would have been the best thing
go off
ever.
I mean,
like, you like that would have been the perfect scenario where you're like, this is art.
Yes, I mean, I prayed to the Big Brother gods who are not real, and obviously that didn't happen. But I do think it's really interesting what happens in the veto. So it's one of those where you're eliminated, one person's eliminated every round, they get a prize, and then they can swap and all of this stuff. And SB gets $5,000. Now,
Which
when,
infuriates me. I
I
think it infuriates
mean, so
everybody.
she, this is what happens. It's, this is what happens.
Break it down, break it down.
She gets the 5K. She is on the block. She thinks that either she's safe enough or that Kylan and Alyssa are both playing to save her. So instead of trading it for the veto, she keeps the
Money.
$5,000. I
Expecting that the people fighting in her corner will get it for
I'm
her.
shook over it. Like, I can't imagine in any scenario, if that were me, that I would do that. And her argument is, oh, well, I knew that someone else was going to come and take it. It doesn't matter. You have to prove to everyone in that house that you want to be there. And giving up $5,000 is a way to prove that you want to be there.
You're pissing everybody off.
So,
You're pissing the
yeah.
people that are fighting for you because they're like, why am I doing this if you won't even do it for yourself?
I mean, it's truly ridiculous. So when Derek X gets out of the competition, he tries to take the $5,000.
Oh my
Because
gosh.
at this point, it's like he wants Brittany now to win because he wants someone to come off so that they
Yeah,
can.
someone will take themselves off and he won't
Right.
have to
And
do
then
anything.
Alyssa was still playing, so like she would have taken off Sarah Beth.
Yeah.
So Derek X is like, if nobody, like, I don't need the veto. And so he tries to take the $5,000, and Sarah Beth cries and begs him not to. And I think if I didn't lose my mind already from her taking the 5K, I definitely lost it when she didn't let him take it. Like,
Because she cried about it and said, "No, I can't." I'm so heated at her for that. And the fact that Derek was like, "Yeah, you're right. I
yeah.
won't take it."
I mean, oh my
That makes
gosh.
me I'm speechless with it.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So, yeah, that was just truly crazy. So then it's Brittany versus Alyssa. And I mean, Brittany wins by a lot.
Yeah,
She,
she
I
went.
mean, cranked it into gear. She really wanted that
She hit
veto,
psycho
and
mode in
she
that.
deserved that veto. So, Derek X gets a punishment where he has to unlock the bathroom for, I think it's 24 hours for everyone who has to use the bathroom. And he's so, I mean, if you watch the live feeds, he is so upset he didn't take the 5K. And honestly, like, I clearly feel the same way, but
Yeah.
I would be so mad at Sarah Beth if that were me. Like, I would be so mad.
It feels like Sarah SB made a lot of enemies. It didn't seem like it showed this week, but I think it's gonna come back to bite her.
100%. I agree 100%. And so, yeah, I mean, they don't even put the veto meeting on this Wednesday night's episode because it's just like they want to make it so juicy. But Christian kind of gets word that he's going up as a replacement nom and gets like furious. And so, truly, like all hell breaks loose. So much happened before Wednesday night's episode post Christian going on the block that they don't show in the episode. Him trying to like campaign to stay, the cookout gets in a massive fight. I mean, it was just like so much happened on the live feeds that like I can't even recap. Like, it's just like so much. You have to like go back and like actually watch because it's just absolutely insane. Like, this house truly turned into like a full-blown circus. So Thursday night's episode happens. Brittany obviously uses the veto on herself, and Christian goes up as a replacement nominee. It looks like the writing is on the wall here, but it's not because the house is very confused about what to do. I think as a viewer, it's very obvious what the right move is, but you go crazy, I guess, in the Big Brother house
Yeah,
because
well, yeah,
they
you never know
don't.
what everyone's thinking, and
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. So,
I will say, just going back real quick, Derek doing the bathroom thing was hilarious.
He went all out, and I really respect
Yeah, I
that.
respect that for sure.
I
Like,
really
why
respect
not?
that.
Obviously, it was probably miserable and not fun doing, but he made it seem like he jumped into the role of it.
Totally, totally.
And that was pretty funny to watch.
Yeah, I know, I loved it. I thought he was so good. I mean, I think everyone in their costumes like really did a good job.
Yeah.
Like,
No, that was a fun part to watch.
yeah, totally. I will say, like, I respect Christian for still trying to campaign to stay. Like, I think he knows it was a good move to get him out, but like he also knows that it's you have to try to stay. And he, I mean, at some points had people convinced to keep him, which I think
Yeah, he
says a
made
lot
very good,
about
valid
his
points.
gameplay. Yeah, I mean, I think he really tried and I respect that, but he truly, if he doesn't think it's a good move to get him out of the house, he's an idiot. I think they showed Tiffany like really playing Christian well. I don't know if on the live feeds that's like the reality of the situation. I think Tiffany was just like really frustrated that people weren't just being honest with Christian. And I think that's because, like, up to this point, it's been so obvious who the house target is that, like, the person kind of like knows they're leaving. Like, Whitney wearing a dress when it's an endurance comp day. And like, people kind of know. I mean, like, votes are being unanimous. Like, people know they're leaving. And so I think she was just frustrated that, like, they're like telling him that they're gonna vote for him to stay, but then like they're not. I don't know. I mean, I just think it was like a whole unnecessary drama bit, but I don't know. And then it did cause a lot of like stress
Well,
between the
tension,
cookout, and Derek F like wants to leave the cookout, which I think is a huge mistake in my opinion.
I get where his frustration is coming from because, I mean, Tiffany thinks she's controlling everything.
I mean, she is annoying trying to flip the house. Like, don't keep Christian. I mean, in no scenario is it good for him to be there for anybody. Like, I don't care if he's your friend. I don't care if he's your boyfriend in the house. Like, Alyssa, sorry, like you would lose sitting next to him. Like, there is no scenario for anyone in that house where him being there is good for you. So, like, just because you don't like Sarah Beth, I don't like Sarah Beth either. But like, she's better to stay because she's not going to win anything and she can go home later. Like, that's a no-brainer. And she's already made so many enemies in the house. I'd almost rather sit next to her in the final two than anybody
Because
else
no one's
because
gonna wanna
nobody really likes her that much. So I don't know. I just don't think it's
besides
necessary to
Kylan's.
flip the house. Yeah, well, except for Kylie. I do think it's annoying though that like Azza and Derek F try to like escort Brittany to the HOH room to talk to
That's so annoying,
Tiffany. Like, she's an adult. You're not in teams anymore. Like, I am annoyed because I really liked the team twist. And now I'm kind of like, I don't like the team twist anymore because they're like not leaving their teams. Like, they're still in team mode. Like, they still call people the Jokers. They still call each other the Kings. Like, you're not in teams
Well, it's
anymore.
an easy thing to jump into. And I think a lot of that with Derek and Azza jumping to the room was the frustration with Tiffany. Because Derek doesn't like.
I mean, yeah, 100%, but
But
it's
still, it's
like
kind of
you
petty
aren't
to.
playing in teams anymore, so you don't really need to like go defend Brittany. Like, Brittany might want to be aligned with people who aren't on your team. Like, she has her own game.
You shouldn't have to be monitored by
So
people.
it's just like, I don't know, it's very frustrating. So okay, we have the eviction happens and it's pretty obvious. Christian is evicted 7-2. The two votes are Alyssa and Xavier, of course. And then we find out about this high rollers room twist, which is very complicated and kind of wordy. But essentially, we, America, text our name of our favorite house guest to 97979. And whoever gets the most votes gets $100. I'm using air quotes here. And then the next three people get 75 air quote dollars, and then the rest of the people get 50 air quote dollars. They can use this money to like play in these like casino-like games for different prizes, but each game costs a different amount of money. So they could try to like bank it for the next week. Like, if you're HOH, you probably don't want to play this week you'd want to play
Yeah.
the next week. So you could like bank your money or whatever. So it's an interesting twist. I'm interested to see how it plays out. I feel like I don't fully understand like the implications. Like once someone wins one, is it gone? Are there more than one? Like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't really fully understand. But it sounds interesting. So we do have some sway. By the time this episode comes out, voting will be closed for this week, but you could vote for the next week. So I'm assuming at the end of next Thursday night's eviction, you can vote again for the
Yeah.
next week. It'll go on for 3 weeks. And we are in jury now. So everyone evicted is going to be sequestered. We won't see them in the outside world until the finale night. And as always, there's potential for a jury buyback. So it's happened with 5 jury members. It's happened before with 4 jury members, where they play a game and the winner of that game gets to go back into the house. So it'll be interesting to see now the strategic moves to get people out with maybe the anticipation that they're coming back, and who that might be, if they're even thinking about that. I don't know. This episode ends before the HOH plays out, and we talk more about the week and the new HOH in my interview with my good friends and Big Brother super fans, Kat and Emily. And here it is. I hope you enjoy. I'm like, I don't even like, I'm trying to watch the feeds like up to now, and I have no idea what's happening. Like,
It's so confusing right now because of this new twist thing.
yes.
It's
Yeah.
overly complicated. And
Yes.
then I don't know who Kylan is telling the truth to.
Right.
Because I'm just reading the feeds like on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Like
That's, yeah, same.
BB updates or
And he's
whatever.
just like nice to everyone. So it's
Yeah.
hard to
And so it's like
tell.
I don't know if his target is Claire. Is it Brittany or is it Alyssa? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I can't tell. It's so complicated. And like, yeah, he's, I don't know. I mean, I'm just confused because, like, okay, I read the updates too. And I thought that they were all throwing it to Tiff. And like, then he won. And like, I'm just like, what? Like, why? What is going on? Like, I'm just confused because that seems like an easy one to like, if just don't answer. Like, if you're really
Well,
throwing it to her, like, just.
I think if you're really throwing it to her, you answer incorrectly. Because
Yeah.
my understanding of what happened is that Tiffany answered but got it wrong.
Right. And he should have also got it wrong. And then they just do it again, right? If they both get it wrong
Well,
at the
no, see, if
end.
he gets it wrong, she wins. Yeah. But also, like, why are you all planning on throwing it to one person like that?
Yeah, I think haven't they done that before? Like, were they just like always, well, yeah, with the veto, where Tiffany got the veto.
Yeah, I don't love that. Like, I get like throwing it for yourself, but as like a whole house to like
They're
plan to
just,
throw it to one person, I'm like, whose game is this good for besides hers?
they're all just on
Right.
turbo right now because which I love because they're all playing, but they're all just like, everybody's spinning so hard right now. And that's why it's all starting to come apart, which is fun.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm curious of the people, well, I guess of everybody, even the people who are gone, like, who did you like? Who did you not like?
You
I
go.
came out the gate loving Tiffany, and now she's starting to scare me. And
Same.
I was rooting for her so hard because she was funny and she was like smart and she knew her shit and she was like talking to the Twitter people and like, and I was like, oh, she's one of us. Like, it felt so good. And now I, last episode, when she was like, spilling her guts to Christian and crying on him, I was like, who are you? Why
Yeah.
is this happening? Like, it troubled me. Now I don't even
Yes.
know anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I also love Tiffany from the jump. I still really like her,
Yeah.
but I think that she's just getting a bit too big for her britches. Like
Yeah.
she's always been like the mom of the house, so I get her always being a little bit bossy. But in the most recent episode where she's like kind of bring Brittany to me or whatever, and then Derek App and Aza like come up too. I thought they were annoying as well in this
Oh
scene.
my gosh, yes.
But
Unnecessary.
Tiffany was also like, okay, calm down. That you're in the HOH room. You're not HOH.
Right. Like, no, totally.
People to come see you. Like,
it's a bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also really liked her in the beginning.
I think Frenchie types typically do make it far because he's pretty in line with like Donnie, like yes. the unassuming sort of like country boy.
Less lovable.
People are going to be like, but he does not have he doesn't have the lovable, bubbly personality of Donnie, who's like over there making like cricket noises.
It's true. It's true. And I honestly, every person thus far that's been evicted, including Christian, really, I like them more when they're out and they start talking to Julie. And I'm like, why weren't you like just calm in the house? Like if you had just been that, like Travis, I like loved Travis when he like first came out of the house. Cause I was like, wait, like you're being so chill and so cool. Like, why weren't you just like that in the house? Like, I'm so confused. Like none of these people needed to play very hard and they all were just like,
there's no chill.
So aggressive, like just chill out. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just so
That's
weird.
I feel like people like Claire right now are such sleepers because nobody's talking about them because everybody else is so up each other's butts in the craziest ways for no reason. And she's
just true. Like, I think if she can get off the block, she'll probably go pretty far.
It'll be fun to watch. She's just been quiet and it's gotten her so far.
Really it's like true.
Claire too. I think she's playing a very smart game. It's not
she's
flashy.
Not stupid. It's not an accident either.
No, it's not really one that unfortunately gets like respected much in the BB fandom. Like people always want to respect the bold people who make like big moves and like have memorable, like iconic moments, like Dan's funeral or something like that. Yeah. But Claire's playing a very low, almost like an Andy game, where it's very under the radar. Everyone likes her. She's cozy up with the people who are in power. Yeah.
Claire is pulling. We're rewatching this season, and I guess I didn't realize at the time. Rewatching it now, I'm like, oh, every time a decision is made, Andy's in the room. Like every time someone is like, and it's groups that like are on opposite sides of the house, but he's always, and he might not be saying anything, but he's just like in every single conversation. And I'm like, I definitely feel that way about Claire, where it's like, every time someone is like talking, she's just there, which is good for her game because then she doesn't get brought up as like an option because she's always there to like,
unless you're Tiffany and you're accidentally saying something in front of somebody who's sitting right next to you.
I'm like, that was the most frustrating thing to watch. I think
it was so silly because they know better because they are fans and they knew, and watching Derek X fuck up the same way was just like,
oh yeah. I mean, and okay. Another thing that I got really frustrated about was, well, Sarah Beth in general just annoys the crap
out of
me.
It's her birthday. But she just kept talking about her damn birthday. I was like, shut up.
Like, oh yeah, it's my birthday week. Like, don't nominate. Yeah. I'm like, that's not like,
grow up.
Okay. I hate birthday weeks. Just period. What are you doing? First of all, it's one day. We celebrate it that day.
Be excited about turning 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if your birthday is during the week, you'll get 2 days because you'll get your actual birthday and then the weekend, like when you're going out with friends.
Agreed.
A whole week?
No.
No. Shut it off.
And she did
cut
the whole
cameras.
Like,
dead ass. I'm over it.
Don't take my money.
Okay. So that's what I was going to say. That to me was, I would have nominated her so fast for that. I also would have made sure she went home. If you are on the block and you don't pick the veto in that competition because you think someone else is going to take it, it doesn't matter if someone takes it from you. You pick it.
It's a gesture.
But
I agree.
Really?
I think, why would she take the veto so that she knows that she's going to end up with
three people
Derek's latrine punishment?
I mean, because I say, because Alyssa's reaction alone, she is someone who like could almost won and was supposed to use the veto on Sarah Beth. And she was frustrated that Sarah Beth didn't pick the veto.
Her and Christian's reactions were so funny to
me. I'm like, you have to at least pretend that you're fighting for
it's the veto. Optics of the comfort.
I mean, and I'm just so mad that whole week, I mean, I loved the drama part of it, But I'm so mad that Derek X let it spill that he was going to backdoor Christian. Like,
he was sharing so much to everyone. It was like,
I was just like,
shut up. Why are you talking so much?
Like, I loved the drama part, but I also would have loved the reaction from Alyssa watching Christian go on the block, having no idea.
If it could have been, that would have been really, really fun.
Oh my gosh.
That was a shame. Maybe
I honestly, yeah. I am mad because I really wanted my ideal like drama was Alyssa winning the veto, having no idea Christian was going to get backdoor, taking Sarah Beth off and watching Christian go on the block. Like that to me would have been like prime TV. If I were production, I would have made that happen. Like,
yeah, you could have.
I said the same thing to Emily. It would have been so poetic. Like, you just can't make up shit like that.
Yeah.
Amazing. That, just to see the face that she would make after he says, Christian, you're nominated. Like, face crack completely. Like,
I would have
so mad we missed that.
Died. I also don't understand these nominations from Kyland.
So it's Claire and
Derek F.
Derek F is so annoying to me. I'm so over him. I'm
right. Okay, same, but I loved him in the beginning.
I don't know. He loved what's his name? I want
Frenchie.
He loved Frenchie too much. And I was like, you're giving me weird vibes.
Still loves Frenchie for whatever reason. Yeah, it's so interesting. This season is so it's had really interesting moments and then parts where I'm like, oh, this is like actually kind of boring. Like them getting Frenchie out to me was kind of boring. So it was like, everybody agreed on it. Nobody was like, no, I don't want that. And like same, like Travis was sort of the same. Brent was the same. And I'm like, oh, I want someone to be like, wait, like change it last minute. That was like the only reason I kind of wanted Christian to stay was because I was like, I just need something to happen where it's like, wait a minute, this is crazy. Which I think will happen once it kind of gets down to like the cookout or something like that.
It's already imploding, which will be sad and messy, but kind of fun because maybe they'll scoop people like Claire up and then make new little.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like there are people in the cookout I do not want to win.
Right.
At all. And I'm like, I would happily replace them with like Derek X, like throw him in there. Yeah. Yeah.
I think a winner from the cookout is inevitable, which is awesome.
Yes.
I do think that although they're imploding, that they will keep it together until as far as they possibly can.
Who do you think is going to be the one to spill the cookout? Because I feel like it still hasn't.
I don't know. That might be something that they won't spill.
Or will Tiffany be blabbing and tell Derek X, and then Derek X will come back to Hannah, and then they'll fight or whatever. Like, it has to happen. Ooh. They've all been running their mouths too much and being sloppy already.
I think if Brittany doesn't go home this week, Derek F will tell her about the cookout.
Because he's mad.
That could happen.
He's still mad.
He is mad. He has this like weird vendetta against Tiffany. He has a big mouth. He loves Brittany for whatever mysterious reason. I just found her TikTok like 5 minutes before this.
Oh my God. That's
she has 170,000 followers on TikTok.
Is she doing dances or what? Like, what is
she doing? She like does the same dance nearly every video. And just like the text is different.
It's probably from Big Brother fans because that was very much like in her intro package. Like, I love making TikTok videos. So like anyone who has watching the show is probably like, oh, I'm going to go look. And then this girl, because she seems sweet and harmless at the beginning and she's kind of annoying now. But I think that she
watching her Hulk out was a really special moment.
Truly. I was like, I mean, we were watching and like, I think we both were like,
This is, oh my god.
Granted, between her and Alyssa, I would have wanted Brittany to win anyways. Yeah. So I'm like, whatever, that's fine. I'll take it.
I'm sorry, keep going.
Oh no, that's okay. Go ahead.
I think Brittany has potential to be very good feeds just because she seems pretty emotionally unstable. So because I'm always team chaotic feeds, I want her to stick around. And it's kind of how I feel about Derek F too. Like, I think Derek F obviously has potential for, great feeds, like, calling house meetings, trying to get everyone to clear the air.
Getting real hot, yeah.
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 Real, like, hilarious reads of people, I bet, because he is funny.
Oh, yeah.
He is funny.
And rude.
That too.
I think they will keep him longer because they think they can beat him. And I think that could potentially make him win. Like, I think if they take him, like, too far, he will just be like, cool. And then people will just be like, oh, I'll beat him in the last HOH, or, oh, I'll beat him in this. And then they'll like keep taking him. And I'm like, at some point, like, he has to go if anybody else wants to win.
I disagree. I think him and Azza are, as of right now, perfect people to sit next to in the end, because they haven't really, those two, especially, and Brittany, have not really made many close relationships outside of each other. Like, you always see Azza and Derek F and Brittany in their little back room, just talking to each other.
And it's true. They never left their team. Like, they never were like, oh, teams are done.
Yeah, no.
So if I'm someone in the cookout, I want to sit next to Derek F or Oz at the end, because also this whole cast seems like they're not going to be a bitter jury. Like, they're going to vote based on gameplay. And Derek,
well, because the bitter people are all pre-jury.
And as of right now, Derek F and Oz like are not really game players in a sense.
Do you think, like, let's say at the end it's like Derek X and Hannah, and we know Hannah will win because she has the cookout vote. Yeah. Do you think Alyssa, out of spite, would vote for Derek X just because she has already made comments about there only being like Black people left?
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me.
Because
I feel like it's the people who know the least about the game who are usually the most bitter. And she doesn't strike me as a super well-versed Big Brother person.
Yeah,
she disappointed me a little bit.
Yeah.
With her tact in the whole Christian thing. I don't know. I think she could have played it way better and then like played him leaving better for herself. I just felt like you have to be able to like separate yourself a little bit to not be that salty, so that people can maybe be like, oh, hey, we'll take you under our wing. So.
I agree. And I was actually also disappointed because I thought that's what she would do, especially because it doesn't seem like she's really interested in dating him post game.
Yeah.
So I was like, then why do you act like you really care now? Like truly, I really thought like when she realized like, oh, they're voting him out, she would have just been like, I understand it's a game. And like, I'm happy that I'm still here. And like, she's not really. Yeah.
Cause anyone smart would have tried to scoop her up. Cause now she's by herself. Yep. That's a number for you.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think it would have been, it seems like she's like still kind of with X, but I think it would have been smart for the Jokers to bring her in, because they also kind of feel like they're on an island, and that gives them four, which is a solid number when they only have, you know, the three of them and they're fighting with literally everyone else in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Xavier will ever admit that he's not a bartender? Because I feel like everybody's clocked it by now, which is kind
of funny. So onto him. Here's my thing. If that were me, I would have been like, you're right, I'm not a bartender, I'm this, and made up a totally different story that also would make sense, that doesn't include like being a lawyer. Like, oh, I'm a, I don't know, like a secretary at something, and I work 9 to 5. So yeah, I get tired. You know, so, you know, I just said that because I thought it would make me seem cool, cause I'm a little bit older than everybody else or something like that. You know what I mean? You don't have to give away that you're a lawyer to be like, yeah, I'm not a bartender. Like, you could say you're literally anything else. Like, oh, I'm a project manager. And yeah, I work, you know, 9 to 5. And so I get tired.
Something with zero follow-up questions.
Like, right. Oh, cool.
Yeah. They would have been like, oh yeah, that is kind of boring. Bartender sounds cooler. Like, that's literally.
Yeah.
Bartenders would be like, oh my God. So tell us like the craziest story. Do you have any like regulars? Yeah. Like, there's going to be questions. If you're like, oh, I'm a partner, Google sales rep, like, or like, project manager, they're gonna be like, okay, end of conversation.
Literally, yes. I'm like, why are you not just saying that? Like, it's, and then that's an easy thing to get out of at this point, because it's like, oh yeah, you lied to us, but your real job's boring, so whatever, we don't care.
Yeah,
I think he's trying to save that for like his final speech, but I'm like, I don't know if you're gonna get that far, because people are really
people are talking about you frequently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so who do you want in the final two?
Some combination of like Tiffany, Hannah, Claire, Derek X. Like, that's my favorite foursome. And I mean, like, obviously I want really anyone from the cookout to win. I think Xavier and Kylan kind of have the best chances of winning. Just because when it gets down to the six of them, they're really the only competitors, like, in the competition.
I think Kylan might go home next week.
Really?
Well, to the jury house. I think depending on how this week goes, I think if anybody but Sarah Beth goes home, they're going to vote him out. They're going to be like, that's it. You're too loyal to her and you're a detriment to everyone's game and you have to go.
It was funny how Sarah Beth was like, oh, do people think that we're together? She was like acting all like,
okay, I have so many questions about Sarah Beth. Like, I want to reach out to Shelly and like, is that her name? And like, yeah, ask her like questions. Like, I'm just so curious about their blossoming friendship. Like, what that, like, if I went into the Big Brother house and was like flirting with anyone else, like, that would be weird and sketchy, regardless of if it was like a girl or a guy. You know what I mean? I'm like, just because you're like dating a girl doesn't mean you can go in and like flirt with guys. Like, that still to me is like not kosher. I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like it's weird.
Anytime I see them talking about Shelly, I immediately think of Shelly from Big Brother, like her and Clay. Yes,
correct.
Or I'll think of even older seasons Shelly, who was like that middle-aged woman. She was a mom. She had like a bob and she had like tan leathery skin. I think of them too. And I'm like, wait, why are they talking about them?
Literally.
Oh yeah, Sarah Beth's.
This season actually has so many like weird parallels to season 15. Like, because it's interesting. So we're rewatching it right now and people are like, oh, it's the worst season of Big Brother, blah, blah, blah. And horrible cast in most regards. I kind of liked Andy and like a couple other, Judd, whatever. I kind of liked some of the people, but like they had like a mini version of the cookout in Candace and Howard. Like, they were very like, we're Black and we're sticking together. So it is interesting to see all these people, and they're probably new viewers who are like, wow, this has never happened before. And I'm like, well, actually it has happened before. It just like, wasn't that successful. And there were only two of them. So it was like, you can only get so far, but it is interesting. Like the parallels, like we're seeing Claire act like Andy and we're seeing the cookout kind of come together. It's weird how like there are these weird parallels in the season. So I think that's very interesting.
I think season 15, obviously like terrible cast for almost across the board. Like it deserves the hate that it gets. I do think there's some good gameplay in there that does get overlooked. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I think Andy is one of the best winners because his strategy worked so well. Like everyone trusted him. He organized an eviction and got it blamed on someone else. Like that's hilarious when he got Amanda out and then like blamed it on like Alyssa or something like that.
That's like yeah, peak brother.
Yeah, that's amazing. And obviously like first openly gay winner. That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
Yes.
But that season as a whole is just kind of geeky.
I mean, yeah, we're watching it and it's funny, like the first few seasons of like starts normal, whatever. And then like, probably like three or four episodes in, they put that disclaimer at the beginning of Big Brother, like is not responsible for what the house guests say and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, like I haven't seen this on like any other season because it was so bad.
Also another parallel with this season to a past season is, so Tiffany's strategy with the cookout, like all of them having a partner. It's the same thing that the Brigade did in season like 12. That ended up winning. It's like Hayden, who won, had like Kristen as his person. And then like Lane had Brittany Haynes as his person. And like there's Enzo and then Matt. And I don't remember who they
were. Wow. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah.
Oh my God. Who do you think is going to spill that? I feel like Derek X would, or Derek F would tell somebody that.
Oh, that strategy.
Because now he's so mad that I feel like anything that has to do with Tiffany, he would just be like.
He's so mad. And honestly, look. They kind of did him dirty where they gave everyone a pair but him. And so I thought that was interesting, like, because I was just reading some of the like live updates and he was like, yeah, like Azza and I basically got half a person because we both got Brittany. Like they paired up everybody, and then it was like, oh, and Azza has Brittany and Derek F, and that's 11. So it's like an odd number. And so
him and Tiffany are so incompatible because they're both so like alpha or whatever, that it's going to be so, it's going to blow up. It's going to be horrible. So it's just like a matter of time.
It's hard. Even when I think about like the idea of this show, I'm like, oh, if like, yeah, you need alliances to sort of get to the end, but the idea of it is actually so dramatic because like you all can't win. So like, it almost is kind of smart to play sort of like an Andy game where like, you don't really have a final two with anybody and you just kind of like do whatever you can to like get yourself to the very end. Because like at the end of the day, like they all can't win. Yeah. So like being in a group of six, like yeah. I'd get to a point where I'm like, if I help you get so far, you might beat me. So like, I don't really want to do that anymore. Like, I don't want to be in like this big alliance and like help a bunch of you get to this point, and then I potentially go home because I helped you get there and you might be a stronger player than me, or you might beat me in the final two seat. I'm like, I'd freaking drag Brittany's booty cakes all the way to the end with me. Like, yeah. I mean, even like, I go back to like Cody and Derek, like
Victoria,
take Victoria to the end. You're stupid if you don't do that. And yeah, like, I mean, that's the thing with like, I think Azza, if she holds on to Brittany long enough, like they might just somehow end up getting far. I don't know.
Her and Derek F are going to start being mad that they're like so low on the totem pole or whatever, that's going to very quickly fracture. It's already fractured. Mm-hmm. So that's
going to be. If they can keep their mouths shut long enough,
that'll be the hard part.
Everyone else will create enough drama. Like, people are going to get mad at Kylan this week. People are going to get mad at other people. People are going to have their suspicions about Xavier. People are going to kind of realize like Hannah and Derek X could really get to the end. If they can float and just shush long enough, they could probably get other people to target these bigger people. But I think their attitudes are too strong.
I think Derek F and Azza kind of only have themselves to blame. Like when Tiffany told the plan of having the pairs, that was after every one of them had already gotten close with someone outside of the cookout.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, Derek and Azza, you guys haven't gotten close with anyone but Brittany. Like, so who would, what, we're just going to like ask, hey, Derek F, go become best friends with Whitney or Brent? Like, no.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah. I think he kind of threw all of his eggs in like the Frenchie basket. And then it was like, oh no, like Frenchie's gone. And I think that's why he still talks about him. He still does a lot because he like literally like that was his strategy from the minute they got there was like, oh, I'm going to buddy buddy with this guy because he's probably going to be well liked and he'll get really far. And then it didn't work out that way.
He was like sexually attracted to Frenchie.
It was bizarre. Baffled me. It was bizarre.
I was like,
none of it made me feel good.
No. I was like, this is
unfair. Yeah.
I think if Derek F does get to the final two, oh my God, is he going to flub his speech the way he flubs casting his vote?
I can't with the vote.
Do you think it's on purpose?
Yes.
Same.
It's not funny though. Is anyone laughing?
Well, I think that the first few times were real because he did. It wasn't the same every time. Then it was like, I cast to vote. Blank. And then it like eventually became I to a vote. And then once Julie corrected him, it's been the same thing ever since. So I think I think that it started out as a mistake. And now he's just like, I'm going to do this every week.
Cause it's
cute.
That is interesting. I'm like, okay, bro, like we get it.
This flight attendant, like we get it. You're a flight attendant.
And then they all just shoved it in his face by being like, get out of the house.
Oh, that was
I loved Hannah in that moment. I love Hannah. I think she's so smart. She has such a good grasp on the game.
It's
she's
easy funny. To root for her.
Yes, I like her. I started liking her probably like, I think Brent's week that he was on the block and going home. Cause in the beginning I was like, oh, she doesn't really do much for me. Like she's just kind of there. Now she's like starting to showmance. Like I was like, I'm annoyed. And then she was like, oh, we're getting Brent out. And like, no shame. Like, we're getting out our teammate like this. I was like, yes, I love you. You have personality now. Like, let's pick up the speed.
What the feeders want, like the feedster people, and that it's, I can't not root for you when I
yeah
that kinship.
I just saw something today that like she's not someone who's been watching for years. She yeah just started during the pandemic, like watching obsessed all of it.
See, that's charming to me too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, love that. Like, you don't have to be watching
yeah
every single season since, but like
she's young and yeah she can dance. She's, I like her hip hop videos. She's that have
only
come my
she's
feed
only like 3 months older or younger than Big Brother itself.
She's very young.
Like, so she was born the year season one premiered.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, definitely rooting for her. I mean, okay, so who do you want to go home this week?
I mean, like Sarah Beth or Brittany or Alyssa.
Sarah Beth can go. She does nothing for me. Alyssa, I keep forgetting she's there kind of now. She can go.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, I just think is kind of goofy and loopy. So I just think she's kind of fun to keep around to see yeah what happens.
Yeah, I agree. I think they'll keep her for a little bit, maybe, unless Kylan like really doesn't want to send Sarah Beth home, which I think, here's my thing. You know, the entire house wants to send Sarah Beth home and you win HOH. Like, don't be mad then if they want you to put her up. If you didn't want to do that dirty work, you yeah should have just not won. You knew you weren't going home. And like, that is what it is. Like, why? I just was so confused. And then to not nominate like Alyssa and Brittany or something, like, it's just so weird that he like nominated Derek F. I don't know. I just think the whole thing is like really strange.
Yeah, I didn't think anyone from the cookout was like going to nominate anyone else for as long not as they yet could.
Right. And no, like, I completely agree.
People not in the cookout that
there's so many people have in nominated. House. Yeah, the house
they
is
could have totally, and for awesome good reasons. I mean, normally showmances go like one after the other, so it's like it would be no surprise if Alyssa went home this week, and nobody would be mad
like that. Yeah, yeah.
It's
like right for her.
It's kind of funny because right now they all think that it's Otev that is going to be the veto comp. And a few of them are like, watch out for Derek F. He's going to be throwing bows. And like, Claire's yeah like, I'm clear and clear.
When does Derek X need to go home for anyone in the cookout to win?
Soon.
Are him and Hannah ever going to get to smooching or something? And then,
I hope so.
Like, would that ever be something that maybe she's like, well, I'm going to take him to final two. And mm-hmm then, I don't know. It could still happen.
Yeah, I'm very rarely pro showmans, but I do love them.
You're so cute.
Because they're not just obsessed with each other and like ignoring the rest of the house the way yeah like Alyssa and Christian played like your typical showmans where
boring
like
yeah
they only really talk to each other and then don't build connections with outside of that. Whereas Derek X and Hannah have connections with other people. And they're also playing the game.
And they both are true fans who are funny and like know what the feed wants. Yeah. And like, I don't know. I would still love that about everybody.
But I do also think they need to get rid of Derek X early because he is someone who, once it gets down to the end, could win his way, winning HOH's mm-hmm vetoes.
Brittany just like is at a higher volume at all times. Yeah, the crying for me was a lot when she was on the block and knew she wasn't going home. That's where I'm like, that's the time where you're just like, just so shut the fuck up. Like, just be quiet. You're fine. Like even last week, she knew the plan. She knew the plan to backdoor Christian and was bawling her eyes out that she was on the block. And I was like, oh my God, like what is wrong with you? Victoria was on the block like 7 times and made it to the final three. Like you're fine.
One of the notes I took was like, you can kind of own being the block star and make it be a thing that people either like feel sorry about or love you for, like make it charming, be like, oh my God, can you believe it? Like make fun of yourself. People love that and people will.
Totally. Because like, let's be real, at the end of this, are any of them really there for $750,000 or are they there for like airtime and what's going to happen to their lives when they leave the show? So I'm like, you better play up whatever your stereotype is in that game. Mm-hmm. If you play into that, they will invite you back. You will be doing all kinds of stuff when you get out of the house, like, and you will make $750,000 in brand deals. Yeah.
You can go on other reality TV shows if you're like well-liked enough or sometimes not even.
And yeah, her whole like being neurodiverse thing, I think is yeah cool. It's another token of diversity that they're proudly like doing this yeah season. So I'm like, girl, regulate yourself a little, try a little harder. Honestly, and you could really be that representative.
Yeah. 100%. Her being on the spectrum does, like, honestly give me a little bit of inspiration to want to go on the show, because I'm disabled. And I'm like, well, I mean, obviously I couldn't win any competitions because I only have one leg. I could win, like, the quiz ones. And I ultimately also don't think anyone would want to sit next to me in the final two, because who's going to not vote for the disabled person in the final two seat?
Like, you would win. They would have to vote you out so fast, because you would win the whole, you'd win America's Favorite Player. You'd win just based on, like, you would be friends with everyone. And it would be, if I were in the house, I'd be like, he's so annoying. Everybody likes him.
Yeah, I'm a little scared of him.
I would be so good at the social game. And I think the strategy, like, lying to the, like, I'm just telling on myself right now, I think be really good at lying in that house and, like, kind of manipulating.
And you have to think on your feet, lies, which some people with. And you have to remember not to say stuff in front of people.
Oh, that reminds me, this twist with the money thing. Who do we think got the, I'm confused a little. Is it the top three get 100, the middle three get 75, and everyone else gets 50?
I think so.
Okay.
I think either Hannah or Derek X got 100 and one of them got 75. I think Derek X got 100.
I think so too. And then
Brittany might have gotten 100.
That's what I saw. And then Derek F.
Which I'm like, what? Because when I know Joker's updates isn't, like, super accurate, because it's, like, obviously only people who go to Joker's would be doing those rankings. But Derek F and, like, Brittany are not, like, anywhere near the top. It's all, like, Derek X, Hannah, Claire. Like, I voted for Hannah and Claire. Because I was worried Claire was going to go up on the block. So I wanted her to, like,
I know. I'm so frustrated that she's on the block. I just don't know why Kylan picked Sarah Beth to be friends with.
It's so frustrating to me. Why her?
Yeah. It's actually so frustrating to me.
She's done for me this whole season.
It is smart of her, or was smart of her, to want to go, just to want to go after Hannah, but the way she went about it was not smart.
That is the moment I stopped liking her. I was like, she didn't really like, I just was like, oh, she's there. She's, like, cute and nice and whatever. Like, doesn't really, like, she could go, you know, until final six and I'd be like, whatever, that's fine. But then I was like, you don't like Hannah for no reason whatsoever, and you are at, like, you're at an age range where, like, you could connect with her and probably work with her, so, like, why do you hate her so much when you've probably never even, like, tried to talk to her? Like, it was just so weird to me.
Well, I think that Sarah Beth just clocked Hannah's game. I think that they were both at the time playing a very similar game, which was everyone likes them, they're not, no one thinks of them as any threat. But mentally, they're both very strategic, and they're playing a similar game.
And, but, like, you could work with that. I mean, that you kind of want, like, the person that nobody would think you would align with to be kind of like your final two, right? Like, everyone knows it's going to be Derek X and Hannah. And if I were Hannah, I'd be like, Sarah Beth, you want to be, like, for real final two? Because then we can keep each other safe and you could get out Derek X, no problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I would have loved to see her, like, instead of just being like, Hannah has to go, be like, oh, I could use that and, like, work with that. Because honestly, like, Hannah being aligned with Derek X is not going to do her any good if they make it to the final two.
And she knows that
too. They'll get her $50,000.
That'll be interesting to see when she's going to have to fully drop him.
I wonder if the second place prize will be higher.
Yeah, did they say that?
I don't think it will.
You think it'll be 50?
Yeah, that's how much it usually is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It seems like such a huge jump.
Well, they took all that money and gave it to the,
I guess.
Which it,
yeah, where did that money come from? I thought it was going to be a million.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, it should be. It's a really hard game. I mean, it's not like it's.
But are people watching it? I never really know, you know?
I never know either. Here's my take on, do people watch the show? Everyone I know who has ever seen it is a huge fan and loves it. And the people who haven't seen it are like, I will never.
Yeah,
they're like, that show's still on?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, clearly it has to have a lot of viewers because they keep renewing it every year.
I genuinely wonder if this season is doing any better than previous seasons, just in general, because we had some real duds in a row, it felt like.
Yeah. I don't think 16 was a very well-cast season either. It was mostly...
Yeah.
That was Derek. Derek went Cody... Dumbass took Derek to the end.
The dumbest thing I think I've ever seen on that show was that.
It's hands down
the perfect example of friendship over the game.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a toss up between that and then Marcellus in season 3, first time they had the veto ever. He won it, and he was on the block, and he, used it on someone else.
Oh, because he probably just didn't understand.
Exactly. He didn't know. I think he thought, I'll still be safe.
Well, see, that's not fair.
Yeah,
doesn't feel fair.
I mean, I think they tried too hard with this money twist.
It's confusing.
It's too complicated,
I was so excited for the teams to be over, to be able to just have some regular gameplay. I can't hold all of this in my brain.
Every season they've done teams, well, that's not true. Most seasons that they've done teams have been bad. The only time that it was a good season was, I think it was 14, when that's the season with Dan's funeral. They did have teams in that season because they had the coaches. It was Brittany and Dan and
Bobby. That's right.
And that season did have some great moments, but all the other times they've had teams, it was Nicole's winning season, they had teams. And then Jeff and Jordan's season, they had teams. And that actually had a lot of drama, but it is a problematic season as well. But it also just takes such an important factor of the game out of the control of the house guests. I want them to make these alliances naturally, organically. Yes. I don't want them to be forced into an alliance right off the bat.
No, I agree.
Well, speaking of how much we hate Paul, when Paul had the fucking friendship bracelets, that was I remember sitting there and being like, this is what we get this summer. Mm-hmm. I wait all year for this show, and then this is what we get.
I honestly think, and I always throw way too much weight on production, but now that I've worked in TV, I'm it is a lot more production than we think.
Oh yeah.
But I think that they did teams because they wanted to avoid a cookout situation. And they thought, if we divide everyone up, they'll probably just align with other people. It'll be more mixed and mingled, and they'll try to win, obviously, to have a black winner, but they're not going to try to get everyone together to do that. And then it kind of backfired on them. Yeah. But I honestly think when they were casting and trying to figure out what they were going to do, they probably were teams makes sense with this particular cast. Because I'm even thinking if looking at production wise, the team twist, all of these I don't know, the Frenchie thing could have been safe in the beginning. These gambles that they make, the wild card competition, all of this stuff. Had this been any other cast, I'd probably hate this season.
Yeah.
There's nothing really about the production of it that I'm I really love this, or, this is so exciting to me, or, I think this is really interesting. I really just watch because I like this cast.
Right.
And so I wish they had done them more justice of giving them cool shit.
Well, the themes for this season are so confusing. It's they're beach club, but also gamble. Just club, and then also Gantlet Casino.
Yeah.
And then in the veto this week, the whole theme was it's a gym, but also medieval, because all the prizes were the Viscount of, or the Viceroy of Veto, the Joker, blah, blah, blah. It was all crazy, nobleman names. It's but what does that have to do with
also they objectified Derek X by making him do pelvic rotations, knowing the way that BB Tumblr sexualizes him? I was they are so wrong for this, having him be all that. Ooh.
Yeah. That was a weird competition. I've never seen anything that one before.
These tight shots of just their bodies. I don't know. It felt weird.
I understand you have to have some strength or endurance comps or whatever, but there were other throw something heavy or something, the weird I don't know. I was just what is this?
I do think it's more entertaining than like the other physical comp, like the one they did before for the veto, where they have to get the ball from like other side,
over
like,
the hill,
without like dropping.
Oh yeah, I am. If they just got rid of that, I'm so sick of that one. It's like every year, I'm just like, yeah.
It means whoever has like the best cardio wins, basically.
Oh, we still haven't gotten the greasy floor one yet. I love
that. That HOA, yeah. Where they have to like fill up the big thing to get the ping pong ball out.
I love that competition.
That's a great one.
Poor Meg. Poor Meg from season 16.
Oh, yeah.
Season 17, I think.
Oh, yeah. Now she casts for the circle. I'm going to hit her up.
How funny is it that everyone is saying that they are each other's shields? As though that means anything.
Make it make sense, please.
Make it make sense.
We said it so many times. We're each other's shields.
You can't both be shields. Neither of you are a shield. You're both shieldless if you're standing there shielding each other. Like,
it's true. It's true. And it's stupid. Like, yeah, Christian tried to use that like with Derek X to stay. And I'm like,
go into the storage room before veto. Like, I was like, this is intimidation. This is wrong. I agree.
And like, I'm just like, what show did you all think you were coming on? Like, someone gets evicted every week. Like, where did you think you were? Like, Christian, this is, if you know anything about this show, this is the smartest thing anyone's ever done is get you out. Yeah. So like, have some respect for the move and don't leave and be like, well, I don't know why they like got me out. That's so crazy. Like, no, it's not. Like, you've won all of the competitions you've competed in. That is not stupid. Like,
also,
right, yeah.
Also, literally look at every single person who went out the door before you, Christian.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's why I was so upset that Tiffany was literally shedding tears over him. I was like, what are we
her
doing?
Trying to get Christian to stay was psychopathic. Sure. Like,
oh my God.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, everybody needs some fresh air or something.
I mean, especially considering, like, okay. I understand the idea of keeping someone who everyone else wants out because then they will constantly be on the block. And I totally get that. In this case, you have two people on the block who everyone wants out. So who would you rather keep? The girl who hasn't won anything or the guy who wins every competition? I would rather keep Sarah Beth for a few more weeks even because I know she will always be on the block. Mm-hmm. Unless Kylan is HOH. She will always go on the block.
Yeah,
so like, I would rather keep her if I were Tiffany than keep Christian, who will do nothing for me. And you already know he has a final two with Alyssa.
Yeah. And you can do 10 backflips in a row. Like it's nothing in front of
like, if he, maybe if he didn't have that final two with Alyssa or a showmance at all, I'd be like, I would go to him and say like, I'll make a deal with you. We've got each other's backs. If I can get everyone to like flip. Because that would help you. But when you know he's not going to save you over Alyssa any day of the week, why would you not let him go? Like, I'm just so confused by that.
Yeah, you don't save Christian unless you're getting Alyssa out. Because Christian needs someone to report to, someone to kind of tell him what to do, but let him think it's his idea. And that was Alyssa, it was his puppet master. So if you want the puppet, you need to cut those strings.
I actually was kind of surprised. I think as far as exactly what you're saying, as far as who you could manipulate better for jury votes, I would rather Alyssa have gone before jury because I think you could have talked to Christian for a couple weeks more and had him convinced that you were buddies. Then he goes out. And then he's a vote for you in jury. Whereas I think Alyssa will maybe be a little bit more like harsh with her vote. If you had anything to do with Christian going home, like she's not voting for you.
I hope we get more jury this year. I always want to see more jury.
I want to see too, because I'm so interested in like how often they spend talking about the game and thinking about the game, or if they really are just like hanging out the whole time.
Right.
At a certain point, I feel like live feeds of the jury house would be more entertaining than like when it's like final five or four or even six,
and everyone's like just chilling,
not much going on. Yeah. They're all like not really talking.
It's I 100% agree. I was thinking that about Davon's season.
Oh my God.
Like I would have like paid millions of dollars to have access to those feeds.
Especially when you know there's drama in the jury house.
Yeah. I mean, imagine like Derek F and Azza and Tiffany in the jury house. I'm like, give me those feeds, please. Like, I want that 100%. I want them like splashing each other in the pool, getting each other's hair wet. Like, I want all of it. Like, I want it all.
Seeing that, like, Bad Girls Club when the security comes from behind the camera.
Yeah. I think that is when it's going to start getting really interesting. I think, yeah, if I had it my way, that would be very interesting. Granted, I want Tiffany to go far, but if we got live feeds of the jury house, it would probably change all of my opinions on who I want to leave.
Tiffany could be shooting herself in the feet by like getting all passionate and crying and like just being too loud. We missed like food challenges and stuff like that from the olden days.
Even watching like 15 right now, I'm like, oh, these challenges are like really funny and like gross and like really like the ice cream one. They do that in that season. And like, just like, even like the like punishments are really like the spray. Amanda had to get the spray tan, like all those, like anytime the music played and she was like orange. And like the one where, who was it, was it Jeremy like couldn't sleep and had to like hit the alarm clock, and maybe wasn't Jeremy, but had to hit the alarm clock like every 9 minutes for 24 hours in solitary confinement. I'm like, where is that? Like, I want like those types of like, okay, yeah, he has to unlock the bathroom. Like, I don't care. That's not like, I want to see Derek X stuck in a room for 24 hours. Like,
Derek's punishment is a punishment where it's the whole house is being punished. And those always frustrate me too, where it's not just him. It's like, if I have to pee at 2 o'clock in the morning, like that sucks for everyone.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. I feel like they are kind of like off their game with like, and the twist even, like, I loved like Caitlin Herman's season where like she had to do the puzzle to like stay in the game. Like, I loved that. Or like Pandora's Box. Like, I want more of like old school Big Brother and new school casting. Like, that's kind of what I want to see.
I think Pandora's Box is still a thing, isn't it? I feel like we'll see it this season.
I hope so.
Yeah. I just want more psychological torture.
You sicko.
Like, I was telling Emily and some other people that I want them to do the competition from, I think it was season 10, where they had to lay in like a flower bed and just have this leaky faucet dripping water on the same spot on their forehead over and over and over again. And whoever got up closest to like an hour without going over an hour won. And so like you're counting whatever, and at times they'd like throw like live worms on you and like.
Yes, I was going to say there were the ones where you like had to like reach into the box and it was like, you know, Fear Factory because it was like, there's like crazy shit in the box. Or I like the big black box one where it's like pitch black and you're trying to do like, I love those. Yeah. I want to see more like down and dirty. Or like the spelling one where you have to like dig in the mud to find the letters.
That's fun.
The spelling is so
fun. Have they not done that recently?
I feel like that's one of the ones they do every year.
That is a fun one.
I feel like they do it early though, and I haven't seen it yet.
I still use the gif of Meta World Peace and Celebrity Big Brother saying, "Let's go nerds." And someone says, "Who are the nerds?" And he goes, "They all are. They're spelling."
There you are.
Spelling equals nerds. Yes.
I love that one. Yeah. I want to see more of like those older comps. That is my biggest fear, is that this fantastic season will be ruined with a bad winner.
That would be a real.
Well, who would be a bad winner, do you think?
Brittany, Alyssa.
No, it will never. Oh my God, it can't be.
I think if Alyssa gets there, she deserves it.
Well, she can't get there then.
Yeah, but I just really.
Is she friends with anybody right now? Like, who are her best friends anymore?
I just don't see anyone outside of the cookout winning because they have the majority.
I'm just scared if anyone gets petty. Like, because we don't know what they're going to be like once they get evicted. Yeah. Like, when they start going after each other. I'm nervous it's gonna get,
he's gonna take it personally. He'll sit in that jury house and just stew.
Yeah, and that makes me really nervous.
It started out as a floater was someone who could float back and forth between whoever's in power. I think Oz is just not playing, and floating is a strategy that's more of like what Claire's doing to me. But honestly, with the modern idea of what floating is just like
not doing
anything and just being
there are kind of like in my mind two definitions. I think floating as a strategy, I almost am hesitant to even say you're floating because you're using a strategy. I feel like a floater to me is someone who's like not even like, you have no game at all, and you're just like there and you're trying just to like not. And
typically that's usually like a hot white girl who was recruited for the show. I feel like Aza had one of the best pregame interviews. And we were super excited about her, so now it's just kind of a bummer.
I was excited for her too. Well, I'm excited for the rest.
I think it's all just starting right now.
I do too. I feel like we're finally at a point where it's like, okay, now we begin.
I'm Madison McGee.
And I'm AJ Christensen.
And this ain't the Big Brother joint. Can I take your order? On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Music is by Harrison and Mary.